All right, we're recording. Tonight's episode is dedicated to Christian Buckley, who is not with us here tonight, but he is somewhere else, down the street, somewhere else. Christian unfortunately cannot make it today. Hashtag Axelmania. Welcome to Wrestle Enthusiast Podcast. We are 3 weeks? 3 weeks from WrestleMania, and it still feels like nothing. Yep. let's take a look at the card. My favorite match, the Intercontinental Championship match. It's going to be so good. Yeah. It's going to be so good.
I like how they put Bryan, well, I like how they're working Bryan into it.
They're working Bryan into it, and it's so much better than a match with Sheamus. Thank God. I wonder if Sheamus is going to be back for WrestleMania.
I bet he'll be in the Intercontinental thing.
Either in the Intercontinental thing. I could see them throwing him in the Battle Royal, too.
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah.
Mark Henry also is rumored to be added into the Battle Royal, and they're really running low on names in that Battle Royal.
They should put Samoa Joe in the Battle Royal.
They should put Samoa Joe in the Battle Royal. Samoa Joe coming to WWE.
Rhino.
Rhino has no contract. I just read that. Really? He has no contract with WWE.
What the heck? Brian Kendrick?
Neither does he. Neither of them have contracts right now. Well, they just Triple H is like, come on over here. I like that they're bringing back people to kind of like rejuvenate their career, but they're just getting people over. It's a smart way to do it. They did Brian Kendrick. Apparently Shelton Benjamin might come back and work at NXT for a while to rejuvenate his career.
I hope they just at least show up on WWE TV once.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. I want to see Rhino. I like the Brian Kendrick. He was a really good character. But yeah, they should definitely throw some NXT guys in the Battle Royal.
Yeah.
I think they should do a tournament to put on NXT to do the Battle Royal. I know they didn't because they already pre-filmed NXT, but it'd be smart to do a Battle Royal or a tournament at Access, and the winner gets a spot on the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal.
They did that with the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, the Bo Dallas one, right? Yeah, and it was really cool. I really liked that they did that because it's like it makes the Andre the Giant Battle Royal kind of seem valuable.
Yeah,
it makes it seem kind of valuable and has a point.
Wait, has Orton? Orton had a match since he came back. I was thinking. They don't want an NXT guy to lose his first match, especially if he's big. I was thinking that's what they wanted with Orton, but then his first match was a tag team match.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and I think they lost.
Yeah, they did, I think. He had really long hair. Yeah, but I think it makes sense if you get him over enough by having him do a couple eliminations in the Battle Royal. Like, don't put someone in as risky, you know what I mean? Like, someone they really want to get over.
Yeah.
Someone like, if they put in, like, Finn Balor, don't do that.
Yeah.
Put in someone that, like, Adrian Neville. Like, you don't mind eliminating Adrian Neville. It's like, I think it would be a smart thing to kind of really hype up the match, too, to the NXT fans. What else? WrestleMania, we got the Battle Royal. Who's your prediction to win the Battle Royal?
Ryback or
Mizdow. I'm not 100%. I think Mizdow could win, but I do think, I don't know about Ryback. Was Ryback even on Raw this week?
I don't think so.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't even on SmackDown either, I think, in the tapings that I read. I'm not 100% sure. Either that or just going to throw Ryback in, have him be like a quiet winner. I could see Sheamus winning the Battle Royal.
Yeah, if he does come back in
time. Sheamus would be a good name to put on the list. Because I remember I saw a picture. They actually have like a list now. It's pretty cool. Like Cesaro's name's engraved in it with a date. It's pretty cool. Yeah, I would like to see Sheamus. Sheamus, that's a good spot to win. So yeah, Sheamus in the Intercontinental title or Battle Royal?
I'd probably say Battle Royal. What they're doing with the Intercontinental Championship now is fun.
It's really fun. I really like it. I'm really enjoying it. It's like a hardcore title vibe.
And then Stardust, well...
Spoiler.
Spoiler, yeah.
Yeah, Stardust, spoiler. Even you saw Goldust tweet it. Stardust and Goldust are being rumored to be added to the Intercontinental title match. But I really like that. I think they should stop at like 7 or 8, though. Because remember that year the Money in the Bank had like 9 or 10 people? The year they drew McIntyre, I kept trying to qualify.
Yep.
And they had like 10 people, and it was just a mess of a match. It wasn't good. That was the year Jack Swagger won, I think.
Yeah.
It was like 10 people in the match. It was a huge Money in the Bank. And that's what I hope they don't do with the Intercontinental title, because it becomes confusing and fun for the build-up, but when it comes time for the actual match. It's going to be too chaotic, too big of an area. I think they should stick around 6, 7, 8. 7's probably the magic number with them.
Ambrose, Barrett, Ziggler, Bryan, Stardust, Goldust.
And Luke Harper.
Luke Harper, Truth.
And Truth. 8. Yeah, okay, 8. 7 that, or 8. You can even pull out Bryan and put him in a bigger match or something. Or
pull out Bryan and Ziggler.
Yeah, people to keep Ambrose, Barrett, R-Truth. Stardust Harper. And Goldust aren't even that necessary.
Harper
did a really good, he did a significant job on Rock, kind of adding that little extra oomph to that taking around the title. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really cool that he just kind of came out of nowhere and took the title. That was pretty interesting. Prediction to win that match? I don't know. I really don't know.
I'd probably say Ziggler if he's in it. I mean, Bryan, I don't think. I think it'll come down to Ziggler and Bryan.
Ziggler and Bryan. Did you know Dolph Ziggler's never had a one-on-one match at WrestleMania?
Really?
Every match he's been in has been a multi-man match. Tag team match last year with Big E.
Yeah.
The Andre the Giant Battle Royal. 2 years ago with Big E, Andre the Giant Battle Royal. And then the one with Snooki and John Morrison.
Oh, that's right.
And Vicky Guerrero. Yeah, those are his three WrestleMania matches. He's never been in a one-on-one match. And now this year's in the multi-man. So yeah, still going on. The streak continues.
Wow.
Speaking of the streak, Undertaker or Bray Wyatt?
Who wins?
Yeah. If the Undertaker shows up, that's pissing me off. That's making me so angry.
I don't know, because you don't have a guy go 21-0 and then lose, and then go 21-2. It doesn't work like that. But you can't have Bray Wyatt lose.
Yeah, it's such a sticky situation.
Maybe Sting interferes somehow.
I would love to see Sting interfere in some way. I really don't think the ending to this match is going to be clean, because they're trying to build up Wyatt as a heel.
Yeah.
But at the same time, remember the rumors a couple months ago that Wyatt will turn face eventually, kind of like The Undertaker. I don't know. It's a very weird situation. I say at the end of the day, Bray Wyatt's going to win. But again,
Read a rumor. It was Sting. It was when he was signing his contract. He said he would not sign it unless he got a match with Undertaker at WrestleMania. I mean, maybe it's 32. Obviously, it's not this year.
Yeah, that's just another year for them to age, though. That's what bugs me about it. It's just another year for them to age. I mean, I think if it, in the grand scheme of things, what you could see is maybe like Bray Wyatt versus Sting at SummerSlam, maybe. And then have The Undertaker come out as a return since WrestleMania.
Yeah, I think that Sting. Would be cool. I don't think this will be Sting's. I don't think this will be Sting's only match.
No, I don't either. I think he'll stick around for a little while after. Because you don't just have a big rivalry with Triple H and then just take off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's very. It's weird, but I think it could. I could end up being Sting versus Bray Wyatt at SummerSlam, and then be like an absolute beatdown. And then Undertaker comes back to kind of set up like a big respect match between Sting and Undertaker. Yeah. At WrestleMania 32. That's what I like. That's my prediction. That's what I'm going with. That's what I'm rolling with. I'm sticking with it.
That's what I would like.
Divas match for WrestleMania.
I've heard the tag team, Paige and AJ.
Bay.
Versus Bellas. Which, I mean, I don't really care.
I don't care. Paige and AJ win. Or maybe something big happens. I don't know. Not big, but your own hashtag give Divas a chance. Next match. What are we talking about next? We're talking about the... let's talk about Sting versus Triple H. Who do you think's going to win?
Sting. There's no way. I mean, look at how they're building him.
Yeah. They
need to have Triple H win at least... Well, quote-unquote, win at least one feud.
It would be really cool to see Sting lose in a really not cool way, if you get what I mean.
Yeah.
It'd be really smart to see him kind of lose in a... See Sting lose in like a good kind of way.
Yeah, I mean,
like as long as he gets attacked by the authority, set up a rivalry with Seth Rollins. I remember they're gonna do Sting versus Seth Rollins. There's so many possibilities that could go around with that
Speaking
match.
Speaking of Rollins, I wonder what they're gonna do with him.
Rollins,
is it Orton?
Rollins and Orton, I think, is the match right now.
Yeah.
And I don't like the rivalry the way they're building up the rivalry with
like
the best friends. Randy Orton's trying to be funny. I don't like funny Randy Orton. No one likes funny Randy Orton. I like serious Randy Orton.
Yeah.
But yeah, Seth Rollins versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania. Prediction for that one.
Rollins?
I say...
They might punish him.
I say they could punish him for the whole scandal.
Yeah.
Scandalous guy he is. I was thinking Rollins loses, Orton wins, Rollins cashes in.
Yeah, that's...
Kind of like draw away the fact. If, like, maybe Orton punts Rollins and then gets sent away on a stretcher to make everyone kind of think, oh, he's not going to cash in tonight. That's, like, kind of another thing. And then maybe, like, oh... He's here. I can't believe he's here. Oh, my God. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some, like, crazy stuff like that.
That would be cool.
It would even make him look strong, too, which is really cool.
Oh, this was the... This is a championship match?
I did not know the match on Raw was for the Divas Championship. AJ's return on Monday Night Raw was pretty cool. Yeah, we got Raw on the side here. And we are just now learning that the match from 3 days ago is for the Divas Championship. I thought it was a regular match. But, yeah, there you go. Hashtag give Divas a chance. What else we got in the WrestleMania card? And then besides the main event, is that it?
Sting, Triple H, Intercontinental, Rusev, Cena.
Oh, Rusev, Cena. Cena.
Yeah.
Cena wins the U.S. Championship. Hashtag Axelmania runs wild eventually.
Yeah.
I want to see Curtis Axel push. I think he deserves it. He's getting a lot of attention. Axel Mania trends number one in the world every day on Raw, and if that's not noticeable, and the whole freaking WWE is run now by who trends on Twitter and who doesn't trend on Twitter, so I think Axel Mania getting trended at every night when Raw is on is something really big and something that could really get him a little push. I mean, his mic skills are subpar, but, I mean, he's a decent wrestler. He's had decent matches with Triple H, John Cena, former Intercontinental Champion. Why don't you throw the United States title his way for a while? Have him lose to John Cena eventually. I think that would be a huge win for him. You develop another generation superstar. That's what you need. Because every generation has their own third generation superstar or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, they had Cody Rhodes in the last generation, in quotes, generation. But, I mean, you don't really think of Stardust as the third generation guy. I think they want to keep the Stardust character around, but you want to have that heel that brags about being a
third generation.
Or second or third generation. Like, when Orton goes away, who are you going to have? You're going to have Curtis Axel's really your only option, and you don't want to waste a talent like that. I mean, as much as people disagree with the fact that he's a talent, he's still a third generation wrestler, and that's something that I think WWE should notice and really run with because it gets a lot of heat.
Yeah.
I mean, you released Ted DiBiase, you know, it was probably your best chance, that guy.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked his heel run with the $1 million title with Maurice, but then they turned it into a feud with Goldust when no one really cared about Goldust.
Nah.
That little brief period of time. Did you know he was going to get a world title run?
Goldust?
Apparently he was going to get a world title run.
I wouldn't have minded it.
I wouldn't have minded it either. Just like Shad Gaspar was going to get a match with John Cena. Did you know that?
Yeah, I remember you telling me about that.
Yeah, he said he was going to get a match. He was going to get traded to Raw in the draft, and he was going to get a rivalry with John Cena going. I mean,
R-Truth, main event at a pay-per-view.
Capital Punishment with fake Obama. Apparently they invited all of Congress to that pay-per-view. That's always like a thing, and none of them showed up. I don't know. I think they invited a lot of people, and no one showed up. And then we got the main event of WrestleMania, which unfortunately is the main event of WrestleMania. It's better.
No, I was okay with it. Like, I was disappointed. Then I was okay with it, and now I'm disappointed again.
Yeah.
Because Lesnar's walking out.
Yeah.
There's no way he stays now.
And we'll talk about Lesnar walking out in a little bit. But, Reigns... Reigns or Lesnar?
Reigns wins. Lesnar's gone. Although,
yeah.
Heyman said he has a big announcement.
Did he?
Yeah, he has a big announcement after the main event. He said it, I think, 2 weeks ago. He was like, there's a big announcement after the main event that'll shock the world.
New Paul Heyman guy.
Seth Rollins. And he cashes in.
Look at you! That's a good kid. Oh my god, wow. That's definitely a possibility, because I was reading some of the live event cards for after WrestleMania. I think they advertised Roman Reigns versus Seth Rollins.
It might just be Roman Reigns, too.
That's true.
He might turn heel. Well, he might turn...
That would be cool. Lesnar. He needs a mouthpiece.
Yeah.
Roman Reigns, they could really hype him up to be the new Brock Lesnar. Because I always talk about how he should go in as a heel, and that's the best way to get him over as a face eventually. It works so well with Triple H, and then before you know it, people will actually be enjoying him main eventing WrestleMania. So I think it's really smart to make him be a heel for a little bit, or at least keep him in that neutral zone, which they started to do with the rivalry with Daniel Bryan, and now it's kind of gone. So, but I really do... I didn't hear that big announcement thing. When was that? 2 weeks ago, did you say?
2 weeks ago. I don't even remember why he was talking, but... He's just randomly talking. I remember him saying it, and I was like, huh?
After the main event, he's going to have a huge announcement? Interesting. That's very interesting. I like that.
Yeah,
so,
if he hasn't brought it back up, I think he might have just said it, and that he might have messed up in saying it.
Maybe. It could be something they'll completely drop.
Yeah.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me either. What did you think of Jon Stewart on the... I love the whole Jon Stewart thing.
Yeah,
I think
cool.
He did such a good job, and he really won over the crowd, and it didn't really come off as cheesy, like, when all the guest hosts were there, like when Mike Tyson knocked out Jericho, or when Shaq or Ben Roethlisberger were on Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
Those came out, and Seth Green, those all came off to me as, like, Seth cheesy, just... and they were, like, bad actors.
You knew who was gonna come out on top, too.
Yeah.
It was like, all right, well, this is stupid.
Yeah, but even then, you could still tell that Jon Stewart was gonna come out on top in the end.
But the way they did it.
It was a very, very good job. I really liked it. I really like to see Jon Stewart kind of get into the Orton-Seth Rollins rivalry a little more. I think that would be cool. Like, even, like, as weird as it sounds... That won't happen, but make him the referee, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Refereed by Jon Stewart. That's so cool. That gives you such a larger audience going into WrestleMania, like a huge audience. Side note, I think J&J Security should become a tag team. Real quick, I just want to throw that out there.
That would be pretty cool.
Because remember when they hit that move on Eric Rowan where they both went on the sides and then kicked each side of his head? That's so cool.
Yeah.
That was so cool. And I was like, damn, why don't they throw these guys in the tag team division? I mean, it's lacking. You're paying them. You know what I mean? They don't mind being on television, obviously. Nah. So.
Speaking of tag teams, I completely forgot Bubba Ray Dudley returns.
I know. I think we should give up on that pretty soon. There's been no other talks about Bubba Ray coming to WWE for an extended period of time. But we're in good spirits that he may come.
Imagine him and Rhino back.
That'd be cool. Get a pay-per-view in Philadelphia.
Yeah. If they get a pay-per-view in Philadelphia.
You know what they should do? They should really kind of round up, like, I don't know, try to push younger guys together. And then do a pay-per-view like Extreme Rules and have Rhino, RVD, and Bubba Ray kind of like a tag team. That's kind of like the New Breed versus the old ECW in a sense. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
These are us spitting out thoughts, by the way. I mean, if you have any comments, let us know because we're just talking. We're just shooting the shit right now. What else? What else is going on? We don't watch TNA anymore, so we're a new strictly WWE show. NXT tonight, I believe we see Tyler Breeze versus Adam Rose. Wesley Blake and Buddy Murphy are going to battle two NXT guys. I want to say Ty Dillinger and someone else. And Adrian Neville will go one-on-one with someone who I'm unsure of at this time. But yeah, Adrian Neville's in action. That's NXT tonight. And NXT's booming. I love it. I love it. Really, they're starting to travel too.
Really?
Yeah, to smaller venues. I really, really, really hope one day they do not go to bigger stadiums because there's no difference then between WWE and NXT. I mean, that's the whole thing. Like, you make it, you go to bigger crowds, you go to the venue. But, like, I really like that NXT goes to, like, gymnasiums and stuff. It's like a little version of independent wrestling inside WWE. And it's really smart because it's going to shut down independent wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what they want to do, WWE obviously wants to monopolize pro wrestling, which is something they should do, even though monopoly is illegal. But if they really want to do that, have NXT travel. And if you have all that talent that just was like the core of independent wrestling all in one show, you're going to really boot some of the other independent wrestling scenes out of business because small venues are where they're booked, you know what I mean? So if that's where NXT is going, Triple H is an evil genius.
Yeah.
he's absolutely an evil genius, and it's awesome. WrestleMania, man. WrestleMania. We're almost there, and then it's going to come, and it's going to end.
It doesn't even feel like it.
It does, but it doesn't.
Yeah.
I really don't like the fact that the rumor's going around that we won't see The Undertaker until WrestleMania.
I don't like that.
I mean, it's good for the younger fans, but you're... Your core value fans, the majority of your fans are not children.
Yeah.
The majority of the fans are actually adults, I think.
I don't even think we're going to see Lesnar before WrestleMania at this point.
Was he advertised for yesterday's Raw? No.
No, I don't think he was.
But, yeah, no showed. He walked out, for those that aren't uninformed. He walked out on Monday Night Raw, and apparently due to some sort of contract negotiation with Vince McMahon. Vince McMahon wanted something about the contract clause that he tried to invoke in the contract, how Alberto Del Rio and CM Punk were able to jump into new companies almost immediately after leaving WWE. Also, Lesnar didn't want that. I think he's trying to go to the UFC or whoever, Bellator, whoever gives him the most money. I do think at the end Lesnar's going to end up going to UFC. Vince McMahon also noted, apparently, that if Lesnar doesn't complete his contract negotiations and simply walks out, there'll be a lawsuit, which is something that you don't want to get into. That's nitpicky, and it's going to affect your WrestleMania season. It's going to take the focus off the card, and it's going to take the focus off of Lesnar versus Reigns, which is barely any focus on as is right now. WrestleMania, man. I'm just going to keep saying that until we're out of time. WrestleMania, man. Jon Stewart, man. Jon Stewart. Any other thoughts?
Let's think. Alright, so what do we go over? Went over everything. Main event, Lesnar.
We covered everything, man. We're fast.
Yeah.
We're fast. We just want to tell you how we feel, and we're going to throw it all at you, and you can take it as you want it. And Yeah, fun fact, The Undertaker will not be back until WrestleMania, like we said earlier. There's no feud.
Yeah. There's like barely any. The Intercontinental Championship match is the only feud. Well, and Rusev and Cena.
Yeah.
But those are the only two feuds they really have at this point.
Yeah. People, you can really play it off as WrestleMania is a celebration of wrestling, but at the same time, that's not enough. Like, you can't. There needs to be feuds for a pay per view, but, like, you know what I mean? Like, WrestleMania is a celebration. Like, you're not going to say Battleground is a celebration of WrestleMania, of wrestling. But you can really do a feud. You can really have a match without a feud, in a sense, in this one. Because, you know, everyone's there for the big stage, all the pyro, to see the wrestlers once a year. It's a big thing. It's like, there doesn't need to be a feud for the Super Bowl. Like, it's two teams. Like, you can kind of get away with it. But, like, smaller pay-per-views like Battleground,
you need feuds.
You need feuds. But I think, like you said, there's not even a feud between Seth Rollins and Orton, really, yet. I mean,
the main event has no feud.
No, there's none. The feuds, you're really starting to see at the beginning of the feud between Orton and Rollins. But even, like you said, like Reigns and Lesnar, they've confronted each other once on the SmackDown I got screwed out of going to. Snow. Yeah, so then we see that face to face, and all they talked about was Paul Heyman respected Roman Reigns.
Yeah. That's another reason why I think the big announcement might be that Roman Reigns is his new guy.
That would be cool. It sounds unlikely in my head, but it's just as likely as Seth Rollins being a Paul Heyman guy.
Who's gonna feud with Reigns after he wins?
I don't know. I'd like to see
Bryan
definitely. I'd like to see some younger guys get pushes in the main
Bray.
Event. Yeah, Bray Wyatt has only had one championship match. He doesn't compete for the WWE title. It was the Money in the Bank. That was it.
That's right. Yeah.
That was it. He hasn't really jumped at the championship yet, and that's what's awesome about it, because that's how much he gets over as a heel.
And when he does,
how much he's drawn himself as a main event that he hasn't even gone for the title yet. He didn't need to be a main event guy to be champion. You know what I mean? I really like that.
I'd like to see Ambrose go after it.
Yeah.
I'd like to see a triple threat: Ambrose, Reigns, Rollins. That would be cool.
I think they should do it at SummerSlam. I don't think it's a WrestleMania main event.
No, I don't think so either,
It's a WrestleMania event down the line, but I think 2 years later, it just doesn't add up.
Yeah.
But I think it's a SummerSlam match, I really do. But I think maybe it's also a WrestleMania match in 5 years, six years. I don't think, like, WrestleMania 32 is an option, but, you know, it's an option, but I don't think it's a good one.
I'd like to see Sting go after the championship.
I don't think it'll happen.
No, it won't.
I really don't think it'll happen. I really don't think that'll happen, unfortunately.
No, it won't.
I mean, it could, but he'll lose.
Oh, yeah, he'll lose.
I wonder if he's going to put anyone over. Put Bray Wyatt over, like we were saying.
Yeah, I think that would be it. I don't see him putting anyone else over. I don't see him feuding with anybody else. It only makes sense for him to... I guess it makes sense for him to feud with Triple H.
Yeah. He's my dog. He's so excited about the show. That's my dog. He's so excited.
He's really excited about Sting Triple H.
He's really excited about WrestleMania. Can you tell? He's excited as we are. Ugh. Just the excitement. The raw excitement. Alright. Final say. I'm going to run down the card real quick. You're going to tell me your wins and losses and underdogs of WrestleMania. Orton Rollins.
Orton.
Who shines in the match?
Rollins.
Intercontinental title match. Who wins?
Ambrose.
Who shines in the match?
Stardust.
That's a good one. Lesnar Reigns. Who shines in the match?
Reigns.
Reigns.
Paul Heyman, because of what he does. He'll do something.
Taker Wyatt.
Wyatt with some sort of interference. I don't think.
Who shines in the match?
Wyatt.
Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
Mizdow.
Who shines in the match?
Mizdow.
It's a good one.
I just don't see Ryback winning it.
You're right. Where's Big Show? Oh, he's with Kane. That's right.
I don't care.
they're going to be thrown in the Battle Royal.
What if they're in the Intercontinental Championship match? Ugh.
I don't know at this point. Best match of WrestleMania.
Intercontinental. Nah, there's too many people. Well, I always used to think the Money in the Bank was the best part.
Yeah.
Taker Wyatt.
Taker Wyatt steals the show.
Yeah. Like, all of Taker's matches steal the show. I don't think there's been one bad team. Well, besides his early days. I mean, last year, I still liked it, even though he lost.
I really enjoyed that match.
Yeah. The way Jon Stewart got out of the ring was really funny.
Just kicked him in the nuts and just...
sat down and pulled himself out.
Did you see him get in the ring the first time? Like, he went in, like, on his back, like, back close to the center of the ring. It was, and Michael Cole Kong's like, that's not how you get in the ring. Yeah, so that's WrestleMania. And let us know how you thought of our rambling podcast. That was a special. We're going to be doing a special the weekend of WrestleMania. It's going to be an hour and a half podcast. We'll try to do something special around WrestleMania time. Hopefully, hopefully not. Listen to the podcast. Let us know how you think about it. Comment. Follow us on Twitter @WrestlingDudes. Have a good day, guys.